Business for Punks by James Watt. Read by me, also James Watt. If we disbelieve everything because we cannot certainly know all things, we shall do much, what as wisely as he who would not use his legs but sit still and perish because he had no wings to fly. John Locke, Philosophy Punk. Prologue. Hello, let's change the world. To me, punk is about being an individual and going against the grain. Johnny Ramone, Architect Punk. I've always said punk was an attitude. It was all about destruction and the creative potential within that. Malcolm McLaren, Original Punk. In the 1970s, punk rock changed the world. It was more than just music. It was a cultural phenomenon. At Rudog, our business is built on the punk mentality. At its core, punk is about learning the skills you need to do things in your own terms. At Rudog, we reject the status quo. We are passionate. We don't give a damn. And we always do something which is true to ourselves. Our approach has been anti-authoritarian and non-conformist from the word go. Completely inspired by everything punk, we set out to offer a modern-day rebellion against tasteless mass-market beers, as well as a hardcore revolt against brands which are so bland they melt into oblivion. We took an anarchic, DIY, decidedly reckless approach as we tore up the business rulebook and did things in our own terms. The results have been electrifying. Rewind to 2007. Based on a shed on a remote and godforsaken industrial estate in the northeast of Scotland, Rudog came howling into the world. Martin Dickey, my best friend, and I set up one tiny brewery with one very big mission: to revolutionise the beer industry in the UK and completely redefine British beer drinking culture. This book documents the philosophy that has driven our wild roller coaster, which has seen Rudog become a cataclysmic catalyst for the craft beer movement in the UK and beyond. Before founding Rudog, having turned my back on my legal career, I cut my teeth in the high seas of the stormy North Atlantic, starting on the deck of a deep-sea trawler and eventually becoming a fully qualified captain. Spending 5 years in one of the toughest environments on Earth and learning to become a captain taught me so much about people, leadership, teamwork, and adversity. It was incredibly tough, but I loved every second of it. Ultimately, for a crew to be effective, leadership needs to come from the top down, the bottom up, and everywhere in between. Many of my unorthodox business strategies that put wind into the sails of the pirate ship that is Rudog were forged in the tempestuous Atlantic Ocean. In one of the most dangerous jobs on the planet, there is no place for doubt. Risk is all-encompassing, leadership needs to be quick as well as decisive, and survival is always the first step to success. Hanging up my captain's hat was tough, but I had found something I loved even more than the ocean: craft beer. I had always been passionate about beer and began homebrewing with a vengeance in 2004 as Martin and I brewed up a storm in our garage. A chance meeting with legendary beer writer Michael Jackson led to Martin and I deciding to take the plunge, follow our dreams, and start our very own craft brewery. Michael, upon tasting one of our homebrewed concoctions, told us to quit our jobs and start brewing beer. It was the last bit of advice we ever listened to. Over the last 4 years, Rudog has officially been the fastest growing food and drinks producer in the UK and simultaneously the fastest growing bar and restaurant operator, topping the growth charts in not just one, but two industry sectors as our business has gone from strength to strength both domestically and internationally. Our business, which started with only £30,000, now has a turnover in excess of £50 million and has been solidly profitable every single year since our inception. What started in 2007 with two humans and one dog, in less than 8 years, has grown organically to a business which now employs over 500 people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?